The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos with Riley
and Emma. Welcome back to Conflicted Chaos, Season 3, Episode 3. Woo.
Woo.
We are like, what is this, a third of the way through the season?
I guess so, yeah.
I guess so.
Well, we usually do about 10.
So yeah. We're like 2.8 of the way through, if my math is correct.
Making progress. Well, we aren't in math school, so.
We aren't. We are definitely not math students, that's for sure.
No.
Math never clicked for me in high school.
It clicked for me a bit. Did you do pre-calc?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
I went up to grade 11 math, like the general math, which was the last class you technically had to take. And then after that, nope.
Oh, I did. I took pre-calc in grade 12 and I took pre-calc all the way up. I never took calculus, though.
No.
I had a couple of friends that took calculus, but they had just skipped the class every time because it was so hard.
There was another math class that wasn't mandatory. Oh, I was like project management or something. Data management? That might have been it. Data management?
In high school?
In high school.
Oh.
I didn't take that one either.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
Same with science. As soon as I didn't have to take science anymore, I stopped taking it.
I took science all the way up. Because originally I was going to be in crim, so I needed to have all my sciences. Well, chemistry was the only one I did. I had physics and I had biology. And I took both of those all the way up. Because you had to have two. And chemistry just never clicked.
No.
Couldn't get chemistry.
None of them clicked for me. Absolutely none.
And then when I went to like my old two universities, I took stats. I took psychology stats when I was in crim. And that was really hard. That was really hard. But then I took radio stats when I went to radio school and I got 100%.
Nice.
Not to brag or anything.
Nice. Yeah. The arts classes at my school were the best. Like, obviously, you know that I was in music and
Collingwood Glee Club.
That wasn't part of high school, but I did communications technology, which is we did the daily news.
Oh, that's
fun. So that was a lot of fun, and I did a percussion class actually. That's where I learned where to play the drums.
Oh,
it was in percussion. That was like a different class other than music. So I had music, percussion, drama. I took all the way up, which is a lot of fun, and then communications technology. Yeah, I was an art kid.
We didn't have a lot of that. Like, we did have drama. We had guitar. We had School of Rock. I didn't take that. I took guitar, though, all the way up.
We didn't have guitar. We might have had it before I got to high school. But when I was there, it didn't exist.
Mm. Is Collingwood, like, an artsy town?
CCI, the high school I went to, we are known for our music program. Like, I don't know if we still do, but once upon a time, we had the largest marching band in Canada. So, the music program at CCI is very well known there, and the arts programs in general.
I was in that marching band. But that's not is that the marching band where you did like all your marching band
stuff? Yeah.
Like that's where you went to Whistler for?
I went to Whistler for just the regular band, so concert band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so for regular band I played bass clarinet, and then marching band I played the quad drum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wish I got to see
it. Wish you got to see it. I miss it so much. Like, there's times where I will look back at a video of that time. Oh, I wish we got one more year, but because of COVID, we didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could start it here.
Maybe we could start it here.
Emma's marching band.
I feel like you could play a mean bass drum. I feel like we could make that work.
Just marching through the hallways.
I was actually talking to one of my friends about this. Like, do you miss high school at all?
Not anymore.
No, me neither. But then there's some things like band and music and that I miss. And eating lunch with my friends by our lockers. Like, there's little things like that I do miss. And especially with COVID, the fact that we didn't get one more year of that. I do miss those things. But in general,
university. Now you eat lunch by yourself in your apartment.
By myself.
Here I am in my
No, I usually apartment. Eat lunch with Riley. Me and Riley with our salads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do that.
I'm a salad mixer. Riley's a salad stirrer. We both put our salad dressings on and I'll be there shaking her up and Riley's there. Making a mess.
It usually goes everywhere.
Comment below if you're a salad shaker or a salad stirrer.
Stirrers. There's going to be way more stirrers.
No, there's going to be way more shakers.
Stirring is just so much, like, not everyone knows that you have a salad. You're shaking it to tell everyone, I'm eating a salad.
You evenly coat all the salad dressing on the salad when you shake it out.
Not if you perfectly mix it and spread it. And
oh, boy. What's your favorite kind of salad dressing?
See, I'm not much of a dressing person.
Really? You don't like, right, you've told me this, you don't really like sauce.
No. Like, I make a mean Caesar salad dressing. Like, me and my mom, we both, like, make it the same way. Mm-hmm. I do that. The Mandy's, though, Green Goddess one, that's really good.
It's really good. Mandy's is my favorite salad restaurant, I think. I've been 4 or 5 times. It is overpriced, I would say, for a salad, but it is really, really good.
I make a good, like, avocado jalapeno one where I, like, I use the hand thing. Other than that, like, I used to eat, like, just plain spinach salad.
Mm.
Just spinach. With
no...
Usually I don't like anything in it.
Oh, okay. Just that's give me very spinach. Healthy. What is the character Popeye that likes spinach?
I don't know.
You ever watched that? He's like the sailor.
No.
And he eats spinach and then his muscles grow.
Oh.
You never seen that?
No.
No. I do like spinach. I actually always have spinach in my fridge.
I gave you spinach the other
you
day
did give
before
me,
I left.
You did, and I ate it all.
Oh, good.
I make a lot of... Today I made an egg white and spinach wrap. I bought these protein wraps, actually. Life-changing. Oh. Yeah.
Like tortillas?
Yeah. They're like just regular wraps, but they're like extra protein.
Oh, where'd you get those?
Loblaws.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hopefully you didn't steal the avocados.
I didn't steal the avocados this time.
I went to Loblaws. You know, it's either hit or miss with the avocados. Mm. They're either so hard or they're so soft.
Mm-hmm.
And like I went Wednesday because I didn't get back till Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they were like, they looked like they were going to be good. They were so soft. I was so annoyed because Emma stole all my good avocados. It was not good.
That's how I feel about cucumbers. Like, a lot of the times they're really squishy. It's like, I'm not paying $2 for your cucumber that's squishy.
I don't really notice that with cucumbers.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I like mix the cucumbers though in, so I'm not really tasting
them. You don't just eat cucumbers as a snack?
Not usually, no. I usually have cucumber though with like dinner or something. Like, I'll make it into a salsa or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe we should move on from the grocery talk here. Thanksgiving. You just got back a few days ago.
I did, yeah.
How was that?
Well, I took Peter home.
You did. For those maybe just tuning in, give a little rundown of what you did.
Peter is my son, my pet fish, and I took Peter all the way home to Vancouver on an airplane.
She did.
And he saw places he had never seen before, never thought that he would see it.
Check out the vlog on our Instagram page and TikTok page.
I'm, like, doing a lot of research on, like, what I should pack Peter in. My research is on TikTok. And everyone packs their fish in, like, a water bottle or, like, some, like, plastic container. So I'm like, okay, perfect. I went and got, like, the Starbucks water or, like, water. And then I was just gonna, like... tape the top. And then I was like, you know what? I couldn't figure out if Peter could breathe the air on the airplane. That was like my big problem.
I wish I saw your search history for this.
And so there was a lot of can fish breathe on air, but then people are like talking about these like fish that like they've caught and they're like they have to be on ice. And I'm like, no, I'm talking about my bad fish.
Yeah, your live fish.
So then I was like, okay, you know what? I have a water bottle. I'm gonna use that. It's clear. So I fill it up with like his water. First thing he does is poop.
Of course.
Yeah. Travel anxiety. I thought he was going to be better than that. I didn't realize we were going to have a travel anxiety fish. Cleaned it all out and then did that. And then we were on our way, got in the Uber, and then we get to the airport, go through security, and they're like, you need to finish your water before you go.
That's what I was worried about when you told me this. I thought you were going to get to security and they were going to be like, what is going on here? And you were going to have to dump them out.
And I go... Well, it's not water.
Oh,
my goodness, ma'am. I'm so sorry I said that to you.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, yeah, thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Honestly.
But then they took me for, like, extra security. And, like, so I had to go through a security before I went to the security. And it was like, okay, whatever. But then I, like, got to cut the line.
Yeah.
And then I get up there. And then I take all my stuff out, like, put it through. And, like, I leave Peter till the last minute. Because, like, I'm, like... a little nervous. I'm like, what am I saying here? I have a fish?
It's your mother anxiety.
So I said, I have a fish.
Yeah.
And they all, like all the security people kind of like stopped and like looked and like laughed.
That's probably the first time they've ever seen something like that.
No, it's not.
Really?
It's not. Because the lady that's like sitting back there, she's so rude and grumpy. She's like, no, I turned away a little boy and his fish the other day. And I was like, you've got to be kidding
me. Yeah, you're like, oh my gosh.
But I had up like the TSA stuff on my phone where it said you can bring pet fish. All that has to be done is test their water.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, he can go. Like, I know this. So then this lady, like, they make me step aside and I'm like standing there with Peter for like 10 minutes and my stuff is already like gone through. And like, she's like, okay, I made some calls. You can keep them, but you have to dump out some water.
Oh no.
And like, I knew I didn't have to do that, but I just like wasn't going to argue.
Yeah. Were you early for your flight at least?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We had time for airport beers.
Of course.
So then, yeah, she makes me go and dump them out. Well, out the water. And but like she's like, you got to dump out like a good chunk. And then she like came with me to dump it out. And she's like, okay, like that's fine. Like she left him with like a good chunk of water. And then we went on our way.
There you go. But you told me on the way back was the issue.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard this either. And I've been waiting to hear how it went bringing him back.
So it was like basically the same thing. Like, oh, you got to finish your water. It's a fish. They didn't apologize.
They weren't as nice.
They weren't as nice. And then so then I get there. Put my stuff through, and then I'm like, I have fish, and they're just like kind of laughing again. I'm like, what? But then they're making it sound like it's a bigger deal than it is, and I'm like, well, he came from Toronto last week, because like I was like, my mom also stayed outside because my mom grew attached to this fish,
just in case he couldn't make it through.
Yeah, my mom wasn't letting this fish go. Like my mom misses the fish right now more than she misses me. Like her and Peter had lunch together like every day. They like really bonded. Peter was really happy in his home. He like started making these bubbles.
Yes, your mom bought him a tank for at
home. She bought this like huge tank. And I was like, no, like he likes his decanter. But he was making these bubbles. You
couldn't bring that to Vancouver. Couldn't bring that.
He made these bubbles that were like meaning that he's ready to mate and that he's happy and stuff. Because my mom like thought that initially that they were eggs. So like she pulled them out and made my dad. But then they researched it and it means like he's happy. Mm. Anyway, since he's been home, he has made some bubbles, so I'm like, oh, he's happy in his decanter.
There you go.
Well, yeah, so he's happy to be home. So they take the fish, they, like, tell me to go through whatever. I did have to dump out a bunch of water. So he would, but this time he had tiny water.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, oh, it's just enough for him. Yeah. And then I packed these, like, little bottles of water just in case, because, like, I didn't want him to, like, be changing his environment too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they keep him over there for, like, 10 minutes. They're, like, and then they, like, you know the little bags that they have?
For fish?
No. For your liquids?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I always, like, put mine in different bags anyway, so it's, like, never been, like, an issue. So then they wrap this bag around the water bottle, but the water bottle doesn't close up inside the thing. And so they're just, like, standing there like that. And like, they're not telling me anything, so I'm like, what's the problem here? And they're like, well, the water bottle's too big, the lid doesn't close. I'm like, we'll take the lid off and, like, close it.
Yeah.
And they're like, well... And I'm like, well, I have these little containers. And, like... He can go in here and then go right back in there. And they're like, yeah, he's going to have to do that. So I had to pick Peter out of the water, put him in this tiny little container. And then they let him come. They just like handed.
That's so stressful.
And then like put him back. Like it just made no sense.
Yeah.
Like, but I had to like take him out of his water.
Well, he got home. He made it home. He made it home. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
He's doing well. He's thriving. I have to say that I was very scared for Peter's life. But honestly, kudos to you, because I would not have the guts to bring a fish on a plane. Yeah, social anxiety would have said no.
Some lady came up to me and she's like, oh my God, you have the fish. My daughter sent me a picture of the fish on the airplane.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
So like Peter was famous.
I wonder if like you're on TikTok somewhere.
Oh my God, I should find TikTok, that. Yeah.
You should search it up.
Well, I made a TikTok of it.
Yeah, you did.
That would actually be funny.
It didn't go viral though.
No.
It's on our page.
I thought it was going to get more views. I got to make a better one.
Yeah. That's sad. Our reels were doing so good before summer.
I know.
And now we're on a decline. They have been doing well recently though. We've had a few go over 1,000 views, yeah. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make some this tomorrow.
We are.
Because we're going to Unionville.
We're going to Unionville. Riley and I have wanted to go to Unionville I've wanted to go for a long time. A couple years, I think you too?
Yeah, since I started. Well, because Unionville was where the plot and what inspired Gilmore Girls.
It's where the pilot episode of Gilmore Girls was filmed. And I'm a huge Gilmore Girls fan. I've seen it like 5 or 6 times. It's my favorite show. It's my comfort show. So I've always wanted to go to Unionville to experience the full
Gilmore Girls effect. Started watching it. Did I watch it last year or was it the year before?
I think it was when I was watching One Tree Hill. You were watching Gilmore Girls. Yeah.
So when was that? Was that last year or was that the year before?
That was the summer going into year 3.
Okay, so into year 3. But I was watching most of it, though, I think, at...
So not last summer, the summer before.
Okay.
So it was about a year and a half ago. Yeah.
So that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my parents started watching it after I started watching it. So now my mom's all jealous that we're going, too.
I love Gilmore Girls because I've seen it so many times. It's the perfect show to put on if you're studying or you're doing chores. Because you can leave for 10 minutes and then come back and you know exactly what's happening. It's not like you have to sit and watch and really like take in everything that's going on. But because I've seen it so many times, I can step away for a full episode and then come back and I still know everything that's going on.
I used it to do a lot of homework too. Because it's such a good background show.
I agree. And I love watching the episodes that match up with the seasons. So like watching all the fall episodes during the fall and then winter in the winter. And it's almost like you know the characters when you've seen a show so many times. Who's your favorite Gilmore Girls character?
Who's my favorite character? I don't feel like you're going to like my answer.
Let me guess who your favorite character is. I don't know. If I'm not going to like it, is it... Don't tell me it's Max Medina.
Who's Max Medina?
Obviously, she hasn't seen it 4 or 5 times. He's Lorelai's almost husband.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Max Medina.
No, I liked Logan.
Oh, Logan.
Yeah.
So you're a Logan guy?
Yeah.
Or Logan girl?
Logan guy.
Logan guy? Logan gal?
And I like, what's her face? The grandma. What's her name? Why can't
Emily Gilmore.
Yes.
Emily Gilmore is one of my favorite characters, too. Yeah. My favorite characters are, I love Emily.
Yeah.
I love Kirk. He's always great. I love when he pops up.
He drives me insane, though.
Yeah, me too. But he's funny. He's one of those characters that's just like, oh, Kirk.
Yeah.
What job does he have today? I'm between Jess and Logan. I like Jess, but I feel like Logan was... I don't know why Rory turned him down. Like, that was just the smart choice, I think. I don't know.
And I like Luke.
I do. I love Luke.
He's funny. I love how grumpy he is.
Yeah.
Rory drives me insane. Lorelai drives me insane.
Me too. I really don't like Rory's story arc.
Yeah.
I don't like... Did you ever watch A Year in the Life?
I did watch A Year in the Life.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the way that they played Rory. I didn't like how they ended her character off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many guesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really excited because I thought we were going to be able to go to Luke's Diner in Unionville, but apparently it's like a spa
spa. My mom said the exact same thing this morning. She's like, are you going to go to the diner? I'm like, no, it's a medical spa.
I know. I can't believe that. We'll have to go to another diner, though, down there, or a cafe.
Yeah, we have a couple of good rezzos.
We do.
But I think it's just going to be like fun to wander and stuff.
I agree.
Go get some breakfast.
For sure.
Wander.
Absolutely.
Then we got happy hour, and then we have dinner.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be good. Yeah. Some Gilmore Girl impulsive purchases might be made.
Maybe.
I've got a few
Gilmore Girl posters in my room. I think that they do have, like, some Gilmore Girl stuff, like, around.
Yeah.
Like,
they must.
Yeah.
They must. Yeah. And they've got, like, the gazebo, too.
Yeah.
I've seen. One of my good friends.
Oh, my God, Emma. You could bring your guitar and you could go sing in the gazebo.
Yeah. Just like the, what are they called? What are they called? The town troubadour.
Yeah.
I could be a town troubadour. Yeah. Yeah, Gilmore Girls is my favorite show. But One Tree Hill, I also really like.
Oh, I love One Tree Hill. That's a show that I've watched
exactly.
many times.
Exactly. So when I told Riley about Gilmore Girls, she told me about One Tree Hill, and we switched off, and we watched the other one. And I did like One Tree Hill. However, once they left high school, it kind of went downhill for me there. But I feel like that's every single show where they leave high school.
Once Lucas and Peyton left,
then
I wasn't thrilled, because like Lucas is like your main character, and then he's gone now, and then he comes back with long hair and looks disgusting.
I didn't even realize he left until the third episode of that season, season he left. I knew it was coming. I knew that he at one season he wasn't there anymore, because you had told me that, But then I just kind of clued in as I think it was, what, season 5 that he stopped showing up?
I think so. Because I think he was gone for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
And then he came back in the last?
He came back for one scene of one episode. Yeah. But I didn't even realize. And I was like, this feels different. And then I realized Lucas was gone.
Yeah.
It was really sad.
Oh.
Yeah. But Chad Michael Murray, he was Tristan in Gilmore Girls.
Yes, he was.
And he was actually supposed to have Logan's storyline.
Oh.
But he got casted as Lucas on One Tree Hill. So he left Gilmore Girls to go be in One Tree Hill. So then they created Logan as a new character.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but Tristan was originally supposed to be Logan.
He made a good choice to go to One Tree Hill.
I agree.
Who was your favorite One Tree Hill character?
See, okay, so this is so funny because I didn't like Brooke at the beginning, but you told me just wait. Like, we love Brooke. And I didn't understand. And then I got watching and I was like, we love Brooke. We do.
We're Brooke Davis fan.
Who is my favorite character? I haven't watched it a second time. I only watched it the first time. I should put it on again. But I did like Brooke towards the later seasons. I like Nathan.
Yeah, and Haley. Nathan grows on you.
Yeah.
Haley James Scott is,
They were iconic.
I love Lucas, though. Like,
yeah.
Peyton wasn't my favorite.
No.
There was always something going on with her, and there was, like, too much going on sometimes.
It was one of those shows, like, it almost got kind of, not annoying sometimes, but you'd finally resolve an issue with the characters, and then something else would happen, and they wouldn't be friends anymore.
Yeah, that happened so much, though, with Peyton and Brooke.
And Brooke, yeah.
And Keith was so good until he
Yeah, I can't
was
believe
gone.
They did that. Yeah,
I know.
I loved his character. Dan. Yeah, and Lucas was always just like, he was a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, he had a good heart.
And his mom was, like, so great, too.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't like when she left, either.
No.
She left later on in the series, but I guess it made sense when they got older.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like that's every show. Like, after the first couple of seasons, when they do the whole, older situation thing, I just feel like it's not as good as when it first started, when they're all young.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love the early 2000s TV shows. The late 90s, early 2000s TV
shows.
Yeah, they're
good.
Yeah, like the long ones where it's like 22 episodes a season.
Because that was One Tree Hill, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's still Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
I just started season 20 of Grey's.
Really?
Yeah. It's only 10 episodes on this one, but I think that they're filming like part 2 to it. Because Sophia Bush, who plays Brooke Davis, is now on Grey's Anatomy, I think, for the the end of this season or something.
Back to One Tree Hill. I heard that they're doing something there, like a new season or something with the three main girls, because they have a podcast, don't they? Drama Queens.
They
is
do
it?
Have a podcast, but
I thought
Hillary and what's her name?
Brooke.
No, Haley. They got into like some like fight because Haley was on Call Her Daddy the other day. Or, like, last week she was on Call Her Daddy. And then I guess that there's, like, something going on there. But they always do this, like, thing where they, like, go back to the high school and they sell it out.
Yeah.
And then
they
you...
do a basketball game, don't they? Yeah. But I thought I saw something online about them doing a rerun of One Tree Hill.
Oh.
I thought I saw... I might be wrong, but I thought I saw something recently about that.
Oh, interesting. That
yeah.
would be cool.
It would be really cool.
But then it's, like, it's so long ago that...
I know.
And, like,
same
how
with...
would it even turn out?
Because
it ended.
Girls.
It ended with... what's his name? Jamie playing in the basketball game, and he was playing like the high school game.
He was.
So like where would they even be now? Like,
I have no idea.
Like Jamie would be probably graduated college by now.
Well, even with Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, like it ends, spoilers ahead, it ends with Rory saying that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And that's how it ends.
But we don't know who it's with.
We don't know who it's with, but that came out 8 years ago. So to pick up now is just kind of a little bit late, I'd say.
Yeah.
But I would be very happy if they did do some sort of rerun, even if it was later on and Rory's kid is a little bit older.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, kids.
Oh.
We don't want Rory to have a kid.
No. Well, do you think it's Logan's kid?
I thought it was.
I think it is, too. Yeah.
But if they don't do it, we'll never know. And I hate not knowing.
I know.
I'm like, why are you going to keep that? You're going to end the show, and then we're just not going to know?
I feel like Rory would be a good mom, though, because Lorelai, like, I mean, obviously, there was a lot that went on, but I think in the end, she was a good mom, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Rory would be a good mom. On that note, See you in Unionville tomorrow.
We'll see you in Unionville
tomorrow. I'm excited. Tomorrow. Anyways, have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you next week.
I'll have a good day. Thanks.